fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Thursday, the 15th day of April, year of our 2021. Welcome to the John Moore Show. We begin our shows with the Pledge of Allegiance. If you'd like to volunteer, just send me an email. My email address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Perfect tip of the day, stock up on medical supplies. Everything. Not just first aid stuff, but everything that you can imagine. And get plenty of it. In addition to that, make sure you've got plenty of women's hygiene products and birth control products. Then you'll be good to go. If you get all those items, you'll be good to go in that part of your preparedness. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend Kirk. Kirk is the proprietor of Water Revolution. They manufacture an excellent product called the Ready Pure Countertop Water Filter. If you go to my website at thelibertyman.com, scroll down the left side, you'll see a panel with a young woman about to take a drink of Ready Pure filtered water. And we're going to talk about the events of the day. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I am wonderful, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
All right.
If I was any glad better, there'd be two of me.
We were talking about, before the show, I asked you if you were aware of any Green Berets that were doing operations in your neighborhood. You said you weren't, and I responded, that tells me they're doing a good job since you don't know they're there. But Special Forces routinely does operations in North Carolina, covert operations, and typically pull them off with nobody knowing that they've been there and gone. And then you wanted to tell me about what your knowledge about some Russians up in Virginia. Tell us about that.
Well, I've heard stories for years about contingents of foreign soldiers, you know, here locally in some of the larger cities that are close by. And it's very interesting. I mean, it's never been confirmed. I was at a nightclub one evening, I don't know, like 15 years ago, that's up that way. And there were definitely some foreign folks there, you know, in the middle of nowhere. I mean, we live in a very rural area. There really wouldn't, there's no, you know, there's no industry anymore. Danville was an old textile town, the famous Dan River Mills, which, you know, went away when they moved operations overseas. And it's never really come back in that fashion. I mean, there is some activity now in Danville. They're rebuilding the riverfront, you know, trying to make it a high-end area. And they're doing a nice job, you know, but there really isn't any industry there per se. And it's just interesting. You know, you hear these rumors. I mean, they've never been confirmed, but, I mean, it only makes perfect sense.
Right, right. Well, I hear rumors also, but I follow up on rumors, and I work to get back to the source and then find out if there's any truth to it or not. And I have located Russian enclaves in that manner myself, several of them. What I've been told by people who know is that Russians have contingencies of anywhere from 6 to 12 men in every county in the United States of America, more than 3,300 counties. What a logistical challenge that would be, wouldn't it, Kirk?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. No question. Yeah.
And, of course, the war drums are being beaten in several places. We have the issue between Russia and Ukraine, which is already open warfare. When you're shooting artillery shells at each other, that's obviously open warfare. We have ongoing issues with Iran. Iran placing missiles in Venezuela with, quote-unquote, interesting warheads, whatever that means. China is making very serious threats against Taiwan. They consider Taiwan a province of China, although it's never been part of communist China. They act like it was at one time, which, of course, it was never. Plenty of issues and plenty of things to be concerned about. Right, Kirk?
Well, there is always. And, you know, like we say, I mean, the best course of action, you pointed out at the very beginning of the show, is to be prepared, you know, in every way possible, not only with medical supplies, but with other consumables that you know you're going to need. And the interesting thing is that, you know, when we get into an emergency situation, you often need to have more on hand even than normal, which is, you know, for those that have not prepared yet, it's pretty, you know, it seems like an uphill battle. But, I mean, you got to get started right now, even if it's just buying additional canned things, you know, at the grocery store. Our company, Water Revolution, makes a number, quite a number, of very interesting water filtration and purification equipment models that fill just about every need that are out there. And one of our best sellers is this Ready Pure emergency water filter, which actually is a gravity-fed device. It's non-electric. It has a filtration quotient approaching that of reverse osmosis because of how it functions, and the very, very high quality grade ceramic cartridges that we've had created for us here and we've carried now for going on 7 or 8 years. And, you know, it's interesting. We had a run on these cartridges like never before at our last filter cartridge sale, which happens twice a year when the clocks change over. And we ran out of inventory, which we've never done on that item. We were always well ahead of the curve, and now we've got a new shipment coming in. I understand it's going to be here the middle of next week. So anybody that's waiting on a product that's had to wait 10 days or so, that is going to be shipping out next week. And, of course, any new orders that are coming in are going to ship next week, and then we'll be on a daily schedule, you know, from that point moving forward. So it's exciting. Definitely an uptick, as you had predicted, you know, in water filtration in general and especially in this emergency unit.
Well, it's good to know. We have a bonus for people that get their Ready Pure water filter through my website, and that's $100 discount, isn't it?
It is, and we actually offer an even greater discount on some of the other home equipment that we have. So give us a call. We're here to satisfy all your needs.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I am really glad to hear that. The call number, if you got a question or comment, is 512-248-8252. Well, Kirk, all these threats that I mentioned, I'm going to mention a couple of personal things that I found out. One of my contacts, he's probably listening right now, he's up in Metro New York. His friends and associates are multimillionaires. And one of his friends is had worked previously for a defense contractor, which will remain unnamed, doing some very sensitive, extremely important work. He got a call to be returned to that place of employment because, quote unquote, we're going to war. That's what he was told. My friend Jeff Nyquist, if people didn't hear the Tuesday show, the hour two and three, our roundtable discussion, and we had some follow-up on Wednesday, the third hour. Jeff Nyquist went through the list of evidence, verifiable, real evidence, that Russia and China are both preparing for war right now. And Jeff had his ear to the ground on these matters for decades. He says, John, we've never seen both Russia and China warn their populations to get ready for war at the same time. We've seen them individually do that over the decades, but we've never seen both of them do it at the same time. In addition, the Russian government has notified various city officials to prepare to deal with large amounts of dead soldiers coming back from whatever the war might be. Maybe it will be Ukraine, maybe something else. I think people would be well advised to pay heed and make the whatever preparations need to be made. And of course, if you don't have a good quality ready pure water filter for every three adults, it might be time to get them, wouldn't it, Kirk?
There's no question that the powers that be, you know, are planning for a conflict. I mean, it's the point that they always go to when you see an issue with the economy like what we're experiencing. You know, and it satisfies obviously a lot of purposes. The other thing is we know that the current officials in our government here are backed, you know, by the globalists. I mean, no question. And it's what they do. I mean, they start wars. They pit, you know, one team against another, make money and lend money, you know, while they're doing it. And it puts the populations of the country into more of a position of wanting to be controlled, you know, in the name of safety. And we see this all the time. So between the pandemic, you know, they roll us from one disaster to the next. You know, it's like an ongoing disaster movie with many different chapters, much of it contrived. And, you know, they do it because it keeps the population docile and you know, they want to be, you know, kept safe, and it puts them in a point of view where they're more willing to be controlled. And we see this over and over and over again. And the only thing preventing that from happening in the last 4 years, you know, was our past administration and their viewpoint. And now we see that shifting, you know, shifting dramatically. And it's a scary time. And it's time to really step up now. And, you know, this is kind of like the lull before the storm. I think a lot of the aggression, you know, from both sides, both camps, have subsided a little bit. That may well pick up now in the summer months with the warmer weather, as it often does. But we see kind of a break. You know, everybody's kind of taking a break, and then they'll get back to it. They'll create a number of events that throw us back into turmoil. No doubt about it. And I'm sure that this war is going to be one of those things.
Right. Well, part of that turmoil is going to be the conclusion of the Officer Chauvin trial up there in Minneapolis. We believe it's going to end in hot weather, which always makes these riots worse. I believe that the evening of the trial ending, it doesn't matter if he's convicted or not, that's when the riots begin in 38 major cities around the country. It will be horrible. What happened last year in the various cities, Portland, Seattle, Chicago, other places, that will be in New York. That was just a warm-up for what's coming when this trial ends. What do you think, Kirk?
I think it's mystifying that you know, the population, what I call the Gen Pop, can continue to be fooled over and over again by the same storyline. I mean, to me, it's amazing that everyone would not see, you know, what we see.
That's right.
With the clear organization and pre-planning in every different facet, you know, be it the fake, you know, pandemic and now the new war that's coming upon us, you know, that's going to be fought on several fronts. It's amazing that people don't see the pattern repeating.
It is amazing. It is truly amazing. Well, we need to, you know, our job here is to alert people, make sure that they know what's going on. so that they can make informed decisions? I'm not going to say take my word for it. Do your own independent research. Do your own independent research. And just come to the right conclusion and do what you got to do to make this happen. So, Kirk, the question always comes up is timing. John, when's it going to happen? Kirk, when's it going to happen? And about 5 years ago, 6 years ago, I started saying 3 p.m. tomorrow. People have to ask that question. Well, I know. The people asking that question, they're the ones who aren't prepared. They don't have right. their food. They don't have their water filter. They don't have a safe haven that they can keep warm in the wintertime without the power grid. They're the ones who have to ask that question, when's it going to happen, don't they, Kirk?
Well, you know, I have a very, very good friend that I'm very close to in one of my companies, and he's a medical advisor, and he's very, very he leans very far to the left, let's put it that way.
Right.
And, you know, we often have discussions, you know, all the time. He can't believe that I feel the way I do, and I can't believe that he feels the way that he does. And, you know, even he can sense that there's something happening, you know, beyond the norm. I mean, even he can sense that. And it just takes a long time, you know, for people, I think, to come to the realization, you know, in terms of predicting an actual time, excuse me, in an actual place. Of course, none of us can do that. I mean, the Bible says that, you know, none of us can know the time and the place really of anything. And I think that one thing for sure is that we can feel the momentum, you know, swinging in that direction. I mean, prices are rising everywhere. Anything that's real, and whether it's a steel product or some kind of a piece of equipment, anything that's real, that has real value in of itself that you can touch, feel, and hold, is rising. And, you know, in price. And what's happening is the value of that dollar that we all depend on is shrinking. So prices really aren't rising. It's an illusion. What's happening is the value of the dollar is diminishing because of all of this, junk money that's been thrown out and continues to happen. I mean, billions at a time. What is it? 10 billion in the last 18 months has been created out of nothing. I'm sorry, 10 trillion.
Is it that much?
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, think about it.
These numbers are just hard to wrap my brain around.
Well, you know, a trillion is 1,000 billion, right? And a billion is 1,000 million.
Right. I know. It's incredible.
It is incredible.
It's absolutely incredible. Well, do you have you're waiting for filters now for the Ready Pure before shipping?
Yeah, I mean, we've got all of our – there's about 8 different components that go into the build of that piece of equipment, and the ceramic cartridges are obviously one of the keys. And we've been out of stock now for about 2.5 weeks, and they're going to be here this next week. So, in fact, you said it could be as early as Monday, but I don't want to count on that. So, certainly by the end of next week, we should be shipping these out again. And if not, then within the next day or two. I mean, you can never predict exactly. There's been some delays with shipping, you know, on and off. But we'll be back, you know, well back in stock. We ordered a lot more than we normally do. And we'll be back in stock on those, certainly this next week
so
or close to it.
If a person places an order, they can expect shipping in about 2 weeks or so.
Well, less than that, I'm sure.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good to know.
A week to 10 days at the most.
Well, my friend in New York, one of my listeners, as I said, he has a number of friends that are multimillionaires, have been successful in their chosen careers. And here's what a number of them are telling him. I thought you were crazy. Up until recently. Now I know that you weren't, and now I want to know, tell me what to buy. My friend is a veteran of the U.S. Navy. He was heavy into small arms with the Navy, and they're ready to spend whatever it takes, and I told my friend, you need to let these guys know that they can't buy their way out of a crisis. They need skills. Buying water filters is important, but you need the skills to grow food. Buying firearms is important, but without tactical training to use them, they're pretty useless. We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8255, Jay.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. We have before us an ordeal of the most grievous kind. We have before us many, many long months of struggle and of suffering. You ask, what is our policy? I will say, it is to wage war by sea, land, and air with all our might, with all the strength that God can give us, to wage war against a monstrous tyranny never surpassed in the dark and lamentable catalogue of human crime. That is our policy.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. General Moore here on.
I can answer in one word. Victory.
And we're back. I think we're back. Okay, we are back. This is this hour is sponsored by Ready Pure Water Filters, manufactured by Water Revolution Filter Systems, a complete line of water filters that can take care of your whole house, which is really, if you live in a metropolitan area and they put sodium fluoride in the water, you really need that, don't you, Kirk?
Absolutely. And, you know, there's many choices that people have to turn to, you know, for proper water filtration and water conditioning. The thing that sets our company apart from others is that we pay special attention to creating energized water, alkaline antioxidant water, and structured water, which is some of the healthy water technologies that have come on the scene, you know, especially in the last 10 years. I mean, they've always been around, but they've been more and more understood through the research of people like Dr. Pollack at University of Washington and others. There's actually been two or three scientists that have won Nobel Science Prizes in the last 10 or 15 years regarding the use of energized water. and how important that is in the body, because the body's bio water, the water that the body uses, is totally different than bulk water or water in the glass. And we've got equipment that helps to create water, you know, much more akin to the bio water in the body. And we've got various technologies that we've created that do that. It's very affordable. And on top of all of this, we, of course, have the, you know, the standard purification and filtration that everybody should have because of the various additives, you know, that are put into the water, many of which have, you know, what we call direct negative effects in the body's health. You know, some people call them side effects, but I agree with you, John. I think they're direct effects.
Right. Well, and, we need to change the language here.
Yes. That's been done to us, you know, as you know. One of the reasons we have so many problems is that people can't possibly think beyond their own vocabulary.
Right. And well, when they change the meaning of words, it causes chaos within our society, disconnects and confusion and so forth, which it's all meant to do, isn't it?
Well, I've got an 1800 Webster's Dictionary at home that Kathy purchased on eBay years ago as a present. And, you know, it's 8 inches thick.
Right.
And you look at that dictionary versus the, you know, new Webster Collegiate Dictionary, and the Collegiate Dictionary is, you know, 1/10 the size and has 1/10 of the words in it that this dictionary from the 1800s had. And so they've constricted our understanding of the American language and thus constricted our ability to think outside of their carefully formed box.
Right. Well, I have early 19th century Webster's Dictionary myself. I also have a unabridged Webster's Dictionary, and I have a copy of Black's Legal Dictionary and various other dictionaries that aren't quite so important. But language is important, and words have meaning. And people need to be aware of that and keep it in the front of their brains, don't they?
Absolutely. I mean, the most important thing that anybody can do is their own self-education. You know, there's so many books, and now they've got audio choices, you know, online. I mean, there's so many things that you can turn to. I like the hard-printed books because they can't be manipulated.
Right.
Once you've got it, you've got it. You know, the other stuff, it's online. They could, you know, easily do, you know, electronic updates or changes or, you know, edits unbeknownst to anybody.
Well, some things aren't optional. And clean drinking water is certainly one of the things that is absolutely not optional at all. Is it, Kirk?
Well, every function of the body, you know, relies on this bio water. And if you're not drinking, you know, clean water that's capable easily of being transformed into this bio water, the body has to work that much harder to do that. And as the water degrades in quality or has continued, you know, enhancements and contaminants, what happens is the body has to work that much harder than to use that water effectively. And for many people, I mean, depending on what you've got going on in your body, that can quickly tax, you know, the energy store. So energized water is in of itself really a battery for the body and enhances that battery. And, you know, adding the right kind of water into your diet is like maintaining a battery. And if you don't do it, you're putting the wrong kind of water in there, and the body has to work that much harder to make things happen, just like it does if we eat a lot of synthetic food. It's the same concept. So we want to eat clean. We want to drink clean. And the way to do that, you know, is with water revolution.
Absolutely. Well, the time to do this is now. We don't know how much time we've got. I would like to think we've got many months, but that's just pure conjecture. Do we have a break? We have a break.
Wow, another commercial.
Another
break. We're moving quick today, huh?
Yes. Call number is 512-248-8252.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 15th of April. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there. We're getting a lot more interest in the Phoenix model of mosquito netting anti-mask masks. They're a lot of fun. They're a lot of fun. I've got one that I wear sometimes when I think that would be appropriate. There's enough fabric there to cover up your eyes, nose, and mouth. And that's a lot of fun also, because you can see right through it and you can breathe right through it. Wonderful piece of equipment. There's even one with sparkles for the ladies to wear to a wedding or something if they need to, or a party, a Christmas party, whatever it might be. And chances are there'll still be mask requirements this coming Christmas, believe it or not. Also, my website, you'll find energy clearance for sale. We're getting caught up this week on back orders. It seems to be an ongoing issue for us here, myself and my friend Tom Berryhill. Tom's had a 400% increase in demand. I've had a 300% increase in demand. But we're meeting that demand as quickly as we can to help people get their life back, get past the arthritis pain, get past the sleep issues they've got, and get their life back. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com, where you can place your order using PayPal. MasterCard, Visa. You can send me a check. My address is right there. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do for me to you personally. And the toll-free hour line, 24 hours a day, here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Building with Kirk with Ready Pure. Ready Pure water filters made by Water Revolution. And I know many of you don't have internet access. And if you don't and you want to get your water filters, just give Kirk a call. And that telephone number is 336-525-1015. So, Kirk, your demand is up, obviously, also, isn't it, sir?
It is. Yeah, it grows every month. And you know, the reason is that people are more concerned now than ever about being prepared. I think people are also, and wisely so, thinking ahead a little bit, saying, you know, if things really get tight, you know, I may not have access, you know, as easily to the medical, you know, as I do now. And so maybe the preventative maintenance, you know, on my body is more important now than ever before. And nothing will help you do that faster and better than you know, getting good quality water and foregoing some of the other unhealthy, you know, beverage choices and moving toward that. In addition, obviously, as you mentioned earlier in the call, you know, stocking up on additional first aid medical supplies and other things that that people need, you know, well, to have everything around.
You know, we tend to focus on first aid supplies, which, of course, are important. But there's a lot more to it. I would basically go into the pharmacy and go down the aisles and fill up the shopping basket with 2 or 3 of everything. Obviously, if there's duplication of one brand or another, don't buy duplicates of different brands. But these are items that, let's say you need an enema, for example, and if you don't have that equipment with you, you're going to be in deep trouble real quick. Stock up on these things in advance. I also mentioned the women's hygiene products and birth control products. You want to be a hero with the ladies, gentlemen. You stock up on both those items, and you will be a hero with the ladies. They will love you for it, won't they, Kirk?
Absolutely. And you know, I think that you'll see that very quickly, you know, the folks in the house that have access to the water are going to really respond, you know, to the results that they get from it. So it's exciting.
It is. It is. If you've got a question or comment, just give us a call at 512-248-8252. The Iranian missiles in Venezuela, I find that very concerning. Iran has their own agenda separate from, you know, they're a client state of Russia, obviously. Their agenda doesn't necessarily coincide with Russia's, and they may just as soon take us out with a regional or nationwide EMP weapon, couldn't they?
Yep. Absolutely. And absolutely. I think that's one of the things that can definitely happen. And, you know, like you mentioned last week, it can even happen regionally. You know, they don't need to do it countrywide. They can do it in specific locations and really create a lot of disruption, like what we saw, you know, with Texas here at the end of the winter. That can easily happen anywhere with any kind of loss of electric power.
And that's right.
And then some on top of that. I mean, if it is an EMP, boy, you've got other issues too. Everything with a, you know, with a circuit board, you know, can malfunction. You know, everything else. I mean, it's devastating.
It is, it is. And of course, China doesn't want to use nationwide EMP because they want oil refineries at work. They want locks and dams at work. They want airports at work. Even if they have, and they do have, the capacity of repairing these items, it would take years. 2 to 3 years for one major location, such as an oil refinery. A friend of mine is a retired petroleum engineer, worked on the refineries, and I've talked to her at length about the complexity of these oil refineries, and they're just full, top to bottom, left to right, with every kind of transistor, resistor, diode, and computer that you can imagine. And she told me it would take about 2 years from start to finish to get a oil refinery up and running again after an EMP attack. But where does that leave us? That's the real question. Where does it leave us barefoot peasants who are out here in the countryside? If you got what you need, which means water filters, a wood-burning stove, a way to grow food and food in storage, you'd be in a lot better shape, wouldn't you, Kirk?
Absolutely. I mean, the last thing you want to have to do is travel outside the safety, you know, of your own home for any reason. And I realize that, you know, in the city, you may have to do that. I mean, if you live in an urban area and the water supply would shut down for whatever reason, you're probably going to have to get out if you don't have, you know, on-hand storage. For those that are in an urban area, you know, water storage in the home is even more important. But the nice thing about the ReadyPure unit is it can filter without electricity any kind of water that you have on hand, be it groundwater, you know, puddles in the street, a small pond or other water source that you have on the property that may or may not be healthy. You can run that through the ReadyPure and you know, remove virtually all the biological contaminants and even some of the chemical contaminants. That's how well constructed and designed the ceramic cartridges are. They're a step ahead of everything else out there in the market. So not only do you get the, you know, the real finely made, you know, a ceramic that you're not going to find, you can sense it when you feel the smoothness of the build of that filter. It's very, very high quality. And then the filter is also infused inside with our, you know, our carbon and other media blend, which can reduce a lot of the chemical contaminants that you find in the water, like the disinfectant compounds and even some of the other things. And so it's a fantastic option, quick, easy, you know, to have on hand. And John pointed out already, you really want to have one for every three people in the family. And if there is a better barter item that you could stock up some on, I don't know what it would be. I mean, in any kind of an emergency, nothing is going to have the demand that filter will. It is absolutely essential and something that everybody should have on hand. And if they can afford it, they should have extra for friends and family. And what a great gift this makes, too. And again, that's available here at our company, Water Revolution. And give us a call. We've got many different equipment options. We're happy to help in any way that we can with your water safety and water filtration needs.
Absolutely. Well, this is your heads up, ladies and gentlemen. There are certainly clear and present dangers facing our country as a whole, multiple ones. And it's our responsibility to give you the heads up. It's your responsibility to take action so that your loved ones will be safe and protected. And failure to do so will be on you. It won't be on us, won't it, Kirk?
Yep, that's right. We're here to help. We want to keep prompting you until you respond.
Absolutely. Well, I hope people will pay heed, that they will do their own independent research. And I think that if they do, they'll come to the same conclusions that you and I have, Kirk, that our republic is in grave danger, don't you?
Oh, I mean, no question about it. I mean, I think you pointed out on one of the shows, you know, how much you liked Jesse Waters, you know, who's on Fox News. You know, I haven't watched the news TV in quite some time, but he would go out into the, you know, into the landscape and do interviews with people. And it was amazing how undereducated people are, you know, into basic civics things. I mean, it would come up, you know, just amazing. So how many people, you know, of the people that you know, quick question, could tell you the difference between a Republican and democracy and what that means and, you know, what the history of those things are? And I would venture to guess it's very few. I mean, we've been watching now my whole adult life. They talk about American democracy, American democracy, American, and nobody refers to it as a republic. And the reason they don't is because they've shifted this thing away from the intended republic to a democracy. And, you know, as we all know, in a democracy, if more than half the people want something to happen, it automatically happens regardless of whatever the underlying principles or laws might be. And, you know, we can't have that. I mean, you know, that would be crazy, especially in today's undereducated environment.
Absolutely. So, you know, we're not going to have a civics lesson here necessarily. What we are doing is giving people some basic knowledge and basic information that they can pick up and follow up on themselves to come to their own conclusions, informed, educated conclusions, and then move forward to make sure they got the food, they got the water filters, they got their medical supplies, they got a way to keep the home warm in the wintertime without the power grid. You may think, oh, you're okay because you've got propane. Well, the propane furnace needs electricity to work, doesn't it?
It does. And you know, we've got the radiant, you know, under the floor heating in our main house. And even that, you know, even though it's the hot water heater, it requires propane and electricity, you know, to operate and run the pumps. Even the outdoor furnaces that people get that burn the wood in a controlled manner, even those require some electricity, you know, to move the water. And right. So having some electricity, I think, is essential. And, you know, how many generators do you have, John?
How many? Several.
Good. Good. Yeah, me too. Me too.
Well, I have hydroelectric power.
Right. I know you do. Yeah, you're lucky. Yep. And I do too, but it's way, way downhill, you know, way down elevation. So we'd have to have some serious RAM, you know, set up to make that work. But yeah, I mean, having, this is the whole thing. I mean, you know, preparedness is about having many different options on hand because, you know, different tools do different things in different sets of emergency. And it's definitely, you know, a long-term mindset, you know, for people the way, and you can work on it step by step, and we hope we never have to use it. You know, one thing that I think is worth pointing out is that, you know, I'm sure you share this. I mean, we hope that everything we feel is going to happen never happens. I mean, we want it to be, you know, as static and as stationary as possible. But I just don't think that's in the cards based on history. And
well,
that's really the only way we can predict.
You know, I'm at a complete loss why the Russian government and the Chinese government would warn their people of impending war. What possible purpose could that serve if there was not going to be a war coming? Can you think of a reason why they would do that other than
I think they've been doing it for quite some time in various different ways. And I think the whole setup, you know, and certainly in China, is for that to be the case. I mean, look at the facts. We know that they don't have the female population to do what they want to do. They need women. They need ladies. They need more land.
Been, yeah, the People's Liberation Army has been promising American wives to these lonely Chinese men for decades. The promises must sound pretty hollow at this point after decades of no women. What a desperate situation those gentlemen must be in.
It's a terrible thing.
It is. But that's, you know.
But not as terrible as us giving up our women to satisfy their needs.
Well, that's what they want. Short term, long term, they want no Americans at all. But short term. Yeah, of course they want our women. That's a given. I hope people will educate themselves about this and come to the right conclusion that we are certainly facing a clear and present danger from China and from Russia, from Venezuela, and Iran, probably other places too. North Korea wants a piece of the pie, don't they?
Absolutely. You know, I think everybody does. And I think that they've set it up sufficiently, you know, because of the, you know, lack of fortitude that we've had here and the uninvolvement, you know, for decades of some of the key patriots. I think we're now in a situation where they've got everybody to the point where, you know, it's a dangerous, dangerous situation. And everybody needs to be on high alert and needs to maintain, you know, a high level of readiness in all respects.
They do. And I hope people will do that. It's tough waking people up. People have their careers, their family, church obligations, various social things, and of course, entertainment, things that they want to do. It's people don't want to be disturbed with our reality, do they, Kirk?
No, and it's become easier and easier to escape, you know, as you say, into the entertainment world. You know, the digital access has made it easy for everybody to do that, and people have succumbed to it, and it's been effective means of keeping the people, you know, somewhat asleep. And then you've got the additives in the food supply and the water supply, which have shown through history to do the same thing. And, you know, we have a dumbed down, you know, quieted, drug suppressed population, much like some of the books, you know, that we talk about from time to time, you know, made popular. I mean, they talk about exactly what the game plan is and how it's been executed.
Mm-hmm. Well, I find it rather ironic that people are doing what was done by our parents 75 years ago, watching movies on a 6-inch screen. it is rather ironic. The TV sets that were being sold in the late 1940s had a screen about the size of a saucer for your coffee cup.
Right.
it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. Of course, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to watch TV on a. Here's a picture of a 1947 TV I'm looking at. Okay, we got a break here. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer. Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 15th of April. Cruising with Kirk, the proprietor of Water Revolution Filter Systems, and we're talking about the Ready Pure water filter, a very nice, very, very generous $100 savings when you buy your Ready Pure water filter at my website at thelibertyman.com. That's an extraordinary discount, Kirk, and I know it's helping a lot of people be able to get water filters that would be struggling otherwise, doesn't it?
Well, we really appreciate all your listeners very, very much. In fact, Kathy wanted me to mention that today. The other thing, too, is that, you know, when you look at this unit, it really stands apart from other things that are available in the market. Not only these high quality, finely made ceramic cartridges that we talked about that are infilled with the additional media, but these units have a solid stainless steel billet type spout that comes with the very high grade silicone washers, you know, with it. It looks like something that you would see, you know, on a fancy sailing yacht. Very, very strong, very well made, will definitely stand the test of time. We like to refer to this unit as military grade because of how well it's constructed, and really something that you're going to be proud to own and will definitely stand up to some abuse.
Absolutely. Well, we've commented on that spigot before, and it's just amazingly different and better than what I've seen on other very popular filtration systems. Okay. Well, Kirk, give out that phone number real quick so people can call you.
Sure. It's area code 336-525-1015. Again, 336-525-1015. And we're generally in the office from 8 a.m. till about 5 p.m. Monday to Friday, but we're also available on weekends. So if you need us or you need some help or have any questions, give us a call.
That's pretty simple. And you can help people get what they need and get everything delivered pretty quickly in less than 2 weeks, right?
Absolutely. In fact, normally we have a ship date the day after that you order. And typically it's 2 to 3 days travel time. For the shipment, we do either UPS or priority mail, whatever's going to be cost effective for the client. And we were down a little bit. We were out on supply of ceramics, but they're coming to us at the first part of this next week. So we'll be shipping next week on schedule.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Kirk, thank you for being with us. Look forward to having you back next Thursday, sir.
Thanks as always, John. Appreciate you.
Okay.
God bless.
All right. That telephone number for Kirk, once again, is 336-525-1015. We have Dr. Lynn Horowitz up next. He's getting quite a following here on the John Moore Radio Show. Top of hour three, Steve Hunt, the John Moore Radio Show Economic Advisor. Bottom of the hour, my friend Tom Berryhill and I will be talking about our favorite product. That would be the Energy Cleaner, a marvelous healing product, helping hundreds of people at this point, thousands of people all over the world get their life back, literally. Get their life back, including my friends Steve Whitman. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.